The following is a presentation of Cruise Addicts.
Hi, this is John Child with Cruise Addicts aboard the Carnival Dream, and I'm here with Candace Vroom, who's the Shore Excursion Manager. She's from South Africa, and Candace, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My first question is going to be, how did you start working on a cruise ship and reach your present position?
It was about 10 years ago when I picked up a Carnival brochure, and on the back there was a recruiting agency number. Called them up and said I wanted to do that, and started going through all the process of getting all the documents done, and that's how I started 10 years ago. And so far you've just grown up into the position I am right now, and just with the years, it's awesome. It's a great opportunity, and I love working on the ships.
I did notice, you know, I've only been a couple of days, but I did notice a lot of staff members are from South Africa. Do you know how many there actually is around the bounds?
On this ship, I would guess there's over about 25 to 30 of us on board on each department itself. All of us, we try and get out and see the world while we're still young.
Well, that's great. My next question is, what are the popular excursions on this itinerary?
On the Eastern cruise, we have a top 5 tour for each port of call, especially for Nassau. We have the Catamaran Sail and Snorkel. We have the historical highlights of Jeeps. We have the Atlantis, of course. Atlantis is very popular with the Aquaventure and the Beach Day. And then we have Blue Lagoon, which is a private island beach day. In St. Thomas, we have the St. John Champagne Catamaran, which is very popular. We have the Tortola Dolphin Swim, which actually takes you over to Tortola to do dolphin swims over on that island. And then we have the Two Island Catamaran and the St. John Catamaran that takes you out snorkeling at St. John's. And then also we have the Jeep and Beach, which everybody always likes to drive a Jeep around the island. So for St. Thomas, those are the top 5, yeah.
Is the Tortola Dolphin Swim something new?
It is. It's something new on the program. It's been there for a few months now. It's actually been very popular. However, it is a long day. It is a 6-7 hour tour, so you do take a ferry over to the other island. So yeah, it's pretty popular. And then in St. Martin, we have the Explorer Cruise, the St. Martin Island Tour, the Golden Eagle Catamaran, which is very popular as well. And then we also have power rafting, which is nice.
Do any of the tours sell out?
Oh, of course, yes. Especially now that the internet has become so popular among, you know, people, that guests are more willing to buy online, you know. And that way it's much easier to book and secure your spots before getting on board. Because these days tours are sold out online before they even get on board, because the tour operators can only give us so much space. Yeah.
And what would you say is the most family-friendly excursion?
The most family-friendly excursion, I would say, would be the dolphins. It's something that any age can do. It's something that, you know, it's very popular between the family, and it's once-a-lifetime opportunity. So I would definitely say any dolphin excursion.
Now, are the excursions the same price if you book before or during your cruise?
Well, not really. Our prices online are priced from, and then when you do finish booking everything, it comes up to the prices that we have on board. So the prices online and on board are the same. Yeah.
Are there any must-sees on the Eastern Caribbean itinerary?
Definitely snorkeling. If you're a snorkel person or a water person, definitely snorkeling would be one of your top ones to do. Yeah.
Do you have any tips for the folks when it comes to booking your shore excursion?
Definitely book online. If you want to secure a spot and you're seeing tours that you really want to do online before your cruise starts, because everybody always, you know, goes through the ports they're going to. So definitely book the tours online. It's more easier to secure your spots and know that that's the tour that you want to do, instead of being disappointed when you come on board and it's sold out. Yeah.
Well, Candace, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us at Cruise Addicts. We really appreciate it.